Shalom Avrocha. We're starting another day. Kadosh Baruch Hu set up for us blue skies, beautiful weather. It's out of shady. We're still living through all the hard situation of the war that's going on. We suffered more korbanos yesterday and injured rockets from the north. And it's all for the purpose of bringing us to be Yeshu B'Seisa Elyon. Put ourselves together with the Seisa Elyon, the concealed Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we see Hashem more revealed, sometimes more concealed, but Hashem is always with us, and that's all He wants us to prove to Him, that under all circumstances we're with Him. The next pasuk in Yesh B'Seisa says, Bevroso Yosach Loch. Bevroso means His wing. He will protect you. Betachas knofes techse, and underneath His wings, you also find protection. Tzina v'soichere amitoy, a shield, and another type of shield that completely surrounds a person, is the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's basically saying that Hashem protects you. The Medrash explains like this: Hevroso is the wing; it's the limb of the wing, and a wing in the anatomy of a bird is equivalent to an arm of another type of being. So the Gemara says, what's this Evrosi? Evrosi says, that's b'schus ha'teire shenitna b'yemina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The schus that gives us the protection is what we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we feel that He's running the world by doing His will and keeping the Torah and learning His Torah. Chovis Alvav says that bitachon has to be a real thing. If a person says, I believe Hashem controls the world, and does not keep the Torah properly, then he's really not honest with himself, because if Hashem controls the world, then that definitely makes sense to be on good terms and do the will of the one who's running the world. So the fact that we are makayim the Torah, learn the Torah, makayim the mitzvahs, dam to Hashem, then itself is a way of showing that our bitachon is real. I realize that Hashem is the one in charge, and therefore I am happy to do His will, because He's the one who's given me everything and He's protecting me, and therefore I also want to reciprocate and do my part, stay close with Him by doing the Ratzon Hashem. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is being megal to us in this mizmah Yesh B'Seisa, that the way to be zeicher to the tremendous protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bevrosoi, to reach out towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah that was given by Yamin. Yamin, as we know, is the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical world is smoil. It's a limited existence. It's the Midas HaDin. Torah is the pure Chasodim. Everything in the world is limited. The Torah is not limited. A person learns Torah and keeps the mitzvahs, he has an unlimited life. He stays Netzach Nesochim Olam Haba. This world, HaDir Ki Yashir Ish, even a person becomes very wealthy, lo yibim moisi yikach hakol, will remain behind unless he uses it for the right things. So, once again, this is the message we're getting today, that Hashem is there for us, but the way we connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show our HaKadosh Baruch Hu our bitachon is full, is by realizing that the rachmei shemayim, the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are activated by our esek haTorah, our esek and mitzvahs. And the second half of the pasuk also says, "Tzina v'soichere amitoy." The protection we're going to have is not just from above, from the wings from above, but there's going to be protection all around. Soichere means all around. It'll be a shield from all sides. It is better than any iron dome. It protects you completely. From where? Amitoy. Amitoy is also the truth of Hashem, is the Torah also. And the Medrash also brings on this the same idea. Reb Shim Bar Yochai says, Amitoy, Amitoy shel Torah, Zayin hu lebaleho. The ammunition that we have that protects us is our Torah itself. It says also in the same Medrash that there's a special protection for Misha Soicher b'Amitoy shel Torah. A person who's Oisik, like going around, like a businessman, spending his whole time going around for business, also in his Torah, he goes around to try to amass more Torah, learn from his Rebbeim and Chaverim, etc. So this is another step in building our bitachon. Number one, like we said in the past, we have to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us, loves us, has rachmonus on us. We have to realize how much Hashem is mashgiach on us. He's constantly interacting with us, and He has the ability to do everything. And the way we build it up is through the Evrosoi, the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Amitai, the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, the Limud HaTorah, and the Mitzvahs. If we have those factors together, Mitzvah Hashem, that will be the protection not only for us, for Klal Yisrael. We're in Eis Tzara, it's a time to be Mischazik in these Inyonim of Limud HaTorah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs. That is the Zayin Yisrael. That is our truest and most powerful ammunition. Shemizeicha to Mischazik and see the full protection of Hashem from top and bottom, from all sides. See Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin.